do this. Okay. Thank you, ladies, once again. Good morning. We are inside our Sister Sense Power Up call this morning, the A-Team Accountability Circle, so that I can really help you guys be accountable for the things that you want to get done during the week and just have a good time inside of the circle. You know, when I said I want to do these power up calls with you, it's all about de-stressing and powering up so that we can be productive, clear, and really motivated to get things done throughout the course of the week. So as always, you know, I like to share keeper quotes, quotes that keep you moving. And our quote starting today is, never mistake motion for action, right? You don't want to just be in a position where you're constantly moving and moving and moving and you're like, yeah, I'm acting, I'm doing, I'm activating, I'm getting things done. Never mistake motion for action. We have to be very strategic about what it is that we're doing so that we can actually call it something that is actively moving our business forward. And so that's something that we're going to be talking about today. Ernest Hemingway's quote, never mistake motion for action. So last week, where we were, our first power-up call, I mentioned two things, the essentials. One, you need a power notebook so that you can write down all the things that you need to get clear about, all that stuff that's in your head. And then number two, we need to create a list. A list of projects, big and small, that you would like to work on within your business for at least the next 90 days, so that every week we are hammering out different tasks within that bigger list. And then, of course, we need to think about systems, things in your business that you know you need to have to make it run better, that either you need to work on or you need to create, so things can happen for you. So, for example, just to give you an example, last week I mentioned my appointment system, that now it seems that every week I'm getting more and more requests to do mentorship and one-on-one sessions with wonderful women on the web. And so before, my system was simply as soon as they registered for a session, I would follow up with them and say, well, send me 3 times that work for you, and we would go back and forth. And then once we figure out the times, I would say, okay, send me the questions. And when you don't have a personal assistant, that takes way too much time away from the business, right? I'm moving, but it wasn't active moving. So I had to put together a strategic system for appointments, which I now have, that works way better for me. So you've got that list of projects and things that you want to work on, big and small, as well as systems, things that you need to either improve on or create to make your business better. And then, of course, you need to have a weekly plan. As I mentioned last week, a plan that it consists of priority tasks that you need to do throughout the week, knock out days so that you can get smaller projects done, like bulk them together in one day and just knock them out. And I know that for some projects, they're longer. They take a bit of time to get done. But when you integrate those knockout days and you can get some smaller projects off your plate, it really feels good. I love that because it absolutely helps you be well, let's see, it helps you feel that you've accomplished a lot more. It may have been smaller tasks, but you can say, I got 10 of those off my plate, yes, you know, versus the ones that may take a little bit longer. And by the way, the sessions that we've done thus far, are our last two Pro Blogger sessions and the first Power Up 18 call, all on the replays page. So when you go to sistersense.com and you click the members tab, you'll see our weekly power-up calls is listed there, so it's easy for you to access the replays. And I try to put the replay up within the hour of the session, so you get that sooner than later. And so, yes, we've got on our weekly plan list, priority tasks, knockout days, and days that I like to call work on my stuff, work on me, work on my stuff days. As you know, if you consistently work in your business or in your 9-to-5, when are you going to have time to work on your business? And that's an important thing, too, in order to make it better. So you've got to have specific days in which you focus on working on your stuff, you know, your business. So the last thing that we talked about last week, just before we jump into our session today, is communication with clients. One of the biggest problems when it comes to stress for professionals and just, you know, people in general, even when you're working your 9-to-5, is communicating, and not just with clients, but really people overall, where you feel like people are constantly asking you to do things, and either you avoid it because you don't know what to say, or, you know, you're always trying to be on top of it because they sent you an email, and, you know, of course, when they send you an email at 7:06, you need to respond at 7:07. So just feeling this constant pressure of I've got so much on my plate to get done. And so last week I talked about different things, little things that you can do that make you so much better as a productive person and make you relax, to be quite honest, so that you don't feel like you always have to be on top of things or following up and responding to people or avoiding them because you can't respond to them right now because you've got so much stuff on your plate. Either way, it's not a good way to run your business. You don't want to avoid people, but you don't want to try to do everything all at once, right? As I mentioned last week, my power quote was essentially, I may not be able to get everything done today, but I can get the job done. You can be strategic about it. So the first thing I want you all to think about is what you did last week, and I'm definitely going to give you an opportunity to talk about that. By the way, if you do want to share either what you did last week or if you were on last night's call, or actually no, last afternoon, yesterday's afternoon's call, and you've come up with some ideas of what you want to work on with your for your blog this week, you're absolutely welcome to hit *6 and 1 at any time and, you know, share what you did with me last week. So this week, we're going to focus on a biggie, creating routines. As I mentioned last week, it really was about the essentials and figuring out the list that you need to create and how you need to personally delegate yourself when it comes to putting these tasks together. And I want to dig a little bit deeper today and talk about routines. Another wonderful quote that I have today to keep you going here is from Paul Meyer. Productivity is never an accident. It is always the result of a commitment to excellence, intelligent planning, and focused effort. So productivity is never an accident, nor is it this magic thing that you can say, okay, I'm gonna be productive as soon as I get more time, because having more time doesn't necessarily mean you will be more productive. You may be moving, but it may not be action, right? Also keeping in mind that when being productive, it's just not something that some people are good at and other people are not. It requires a great deal of commitment, smart planning, and focused effort. So today I want to talk about some of the routines that I've created for myself and giving you some examples of routines that you should integrate into your business so that your week can run a little bit more smoothly and then you can see some results, okay? So I've got three different types of routines here that we are going to cover. And as I mentioned before, if you have a question or you would like to share, every week I want to make sure that you're sharing what you did last week, because this is about the 18 call. You've got to be accountable. So verbalizing what it is that you did last week so you can feel accomplished about that, and then also verbalizing what you plan to do this upcoming week is going to help you feel accountable to yourself as well as hopefully to the circle. That's the goal, finding ways to kind of motivate you to move forward with your projects. So again, you can hit *6 and 1 to share those with me, either your vision for projects completed last week or what you want to do this week. And for those of you who are listening to the replays, you can do this by either sending me an email at lhenry@sistersense.com or signing up to SpeakPipe, SpeakPipe. It's a wonderful, wonderful web tool. So whether you're on sistersense.com or you use the SpeakPipe app on your phone, you can send me a voicemail, lhenry@sistersense.com, and I will respond to you that way. So we're always going to be able to communicate whether you are live or listening to the replay. So routine number one, setting up your daily agenda. I want to share a little activity that I do so I can figure out what exactly I need to do today and get clear. I don't just jump into the day and go, oh my God, there's so much things to get done, and just kind of move, because again, as Ernest Hemingway said, never mistake motion for action, and you always have to be strategic. As Paul Meyer said, you always have to be strategic, because productivity is not an accident. So my daily routine is as follows. Number one, what's on the calendar? Got to have a calendar. Oh, my goodness. You've got to have some way of being clear about what needs to happen, and everybody's on the calendar. I use Google Calendar, by the way. Absolutely love it. Google has a wealth of free tools that are just robust and full of features. And so if you haven't already done so, I would definitely recommend the Google Calendar. If you are a paper planner and you've got a planner notebook, that's wonderful. For me, I like things that are digital. So when I put everything into my Google Calendar, it's kind of like a virtual assistant, because automatic, I've set it up, and you can set this up on Google Calendar where when you enter in information, you can schedule it to send this information to you, your appointment. So 5 a.m. every morning in my email inbox, Google sends me these are, it's like my wonderful free VA, these are your appointments for today. So that's in my email inbox. 24 hours before every appointment, I get a text reminder, and then I get another one an hour before the appointment, because those are things that were, you know, I was good about staying on top of it when I had a smaller amount of people in my circle, but the more and more people started coming in and I needed to do more sessions, I wanted to make sure I didn't forget anything. So I can literally be working on one project and say, oh, I got a text message. I have a client that I need to get on a call with in about 60 minutes. So it's a wonderful, wonderful resource for me. So the first thing is, like I said, I look at my calendar and take note of what needs to be done so I can knock those out throughout the day. And then number two, think about priority clients. Okay, for me, I'm a service professional, so maybe because you're doing a 9-to-5, you've got to also keep in mind, you've got to integrate that as well, right? So things that you need to prioritize for your job versus things that you need to prioritize for your business. For me, as a service professional, first thing comes first are my clients, whether they are my web clients or my one-on-one wonderful ladies inside the circle mentor mentee clients. So they come first, whether they are new clients and I'm working on a new project or time-sensitive projects. So, for example, I like to power down on the weekends, you know, have fun with my boys on Saturday, and on Sunday, quietly reflect on things that I need to either do for me, that's my work on me and my work on my stuff day, and then just kind of relax. Now, for the most part, when I'm doing the work on me, I really focus on, again, things that I need to do to improve my business. But there are times when I have to work on client work. So, for example, yesterday after our pro blogger session and me doing a few updates on my site, I was working on a client project and back and forth email with her. And she said, oh, I didn't know you work on the weekends. I said, no, I actually don't work on the weekends. But, you know, her project was time sensitive, and I wanted to make sure I got some integral pieces done for her for today for her sales page. So really, when it comes to looking at a daily agenda, prioritizing those people or projects that need to get done, whether they be new projects, big projects, time sensitive, they get at the top of the list, and I make sure that I jot them down. I talked about last week, you obviously can't do everything in one day, and how you can strategically compartmentalize and figure out what you need to prioritize, so I won't go into that today. But the idea here is that you need to check those priorities first. And then, of course, I take a look at the things that I have to do for myself. If there are any things that I can fix or integrate into my schedule that won't take away too much time from my core clients, definitely something that I will do as well. Now, at the bottom of this agenda, I will add those things that, honestly, they're there, but they don't take precedence because they take up way too much time. And these things are limited to, These things include but are not limited to social media, Social media for me is a get in, get out, if I even get in. I mean, some people routinely have to look at Facebook and Twitter every hour on the hour. That's not me, because that's an easy distraction. If I'm going on Facebook, it's because I know that I either want to consciously follow up with a couple of email messages or update my fan page, and then in the process I may check emails from other people or check out what's on the list, but I don't go on Facebook just because it's not a part of the routine. It takes away from income-generating activity. It's kind of a time sucker. So unless it's promotional, not happening. Or if it's for fun, like my hubby and I, we will sit in bed, each on our smartphones on Facebook, and he'll go, look at this crazy video on my feed. And I'll top that. Look at this crazy video on my feed. But that's personal time, right? So unless you are in a time frame where it's personal fun time or you're there to promote your business strategically through social media, not on the top of the priority. That's at the bottom. It doesn't even become a part of the routine. That's number one. Number two, emails. I talked about last week how there are certain days, like Monday, that I absolutely don't like to look at emails because I get things done that I need to get done. Because on Monday, everybody wants to send you an email. So you can literally sit and check email for like 3 hours if you're like me and you get a ton of them. So that gets at the bottom of the list. What does get prioritized with respect to emails is knowing if I've got client projects that I need to work on, but I can't quite do it yet, so I'll just let people know, I got your stuff, I'm getting to you. So those are in and out emails. I don't scroll through and check everything. It's kind of like a fast, I'm going to hit these ones that I know I need to talk to these people. I'm not going to look. I like almost put on blinders. Nope, not reading that, not reading that, not reading that, until I get these done. And then, unfortunately, when it comes to Q&A, those go at the bottom as well. I got to focus on core clients first, and then when I get those things done, I'll designate a time to sit down and respond to questions that people have from me. Obviously, client questions come first before general populace, but they are, you know, a part of the list. I just have to be smart about how I prioritize things because, again, productivity is about being focused and strategic. So the first thing I want you to do, and as I'm talking, I want you to think about what exactly you do as far as your daily routine when it comes to getting things done in your business. I'm always talking about the overall, right? The monthly things, or, you know, you need to think 3 months in advance. But really, in our power calls, it's about being strategic about the week. So how do you run your business on a day-to-day basis? Think about that. If you've got questions or issues, star 6 and 1, say, Lashonda, I need you to, you know, help me come up with a plan for this, or I really get stuck on these times. Where, you know, where are your trouble areas? Or where are those areas that you excel when you go, look, the power circle needs to know about this because when I do this, I am on point, I am awesome, and I make things happen. Kind of like for me, when I say I do my knockout days, that's a wonderful thing for me. You want to think about those things that are wonderful for you. And I do see someone is in our Q&A, so I'm going to get to you in just 2 seconds. But that's the first thing because we've got two other things on our list today as far as different routines that I want to share with you. And essentially for yourself, you're just going to basically figure out what it is that you need to do to make these routines for yourself and integrate them into your schedule. So first, Q&A.
Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning.
You guys must be on the East Coast. It's here. I'm here in Texas, so it's 6 o'clock. But mine is a level – thank you, and thank you for having me on the call. But mine is this – I've got a list. I've got the system. It's getting the things checked off on the list. I do what's called a Monday post-it,
mm-hmm.
where every Monday and every Sunday night, if I'm home on Sunday nights, I sit and plan what I need to get done for the week on my to-do list. My problem is every time it comes to content, I struggle. On Wednesdays are the days that I'm supposed to write my content. On Mondays, I'm supposed to write out the outline, and then Wednesdays, I'm supposed to write the content. I just cannot figure out a system to do it because I think I'm so ADHD that it's hard for me to write the article sometimes, and they have to get done.
Mm.
Content done. And
I'll let you finish that before I ask a question.
Yeah, so that's the biggest part is that I've got lots of titles, outlines, points, and so sometimes I get them done, but not like I should on a consistent basis. And I'm wondering, do you have a suggestion on how for me to sit down, steal my mind, and make me write these articles? Or
okay.
Blog posts, or maybe videos. Or I'm thinking maybe videos or maybe audios maybe might be better for someone like me.
Now, let me ask you a question. When you feel like you need to get this done, is it that you decide that you've got other things on your plate and then so you don't write that time, or that you actually sit down but nothing comes out? What's actually hard about the process for you?
Both.
Okay.
Both. It's like I have these ideas and then I'll start on it and not finish the thought process, or it's like, man, this is a dumb idea. Why? Where did I come up with this idea? And I start going to research mode, thinking maybe it's not the best content or something. I don't know. And
okay.
I write well. I mean, I was an editor for a sports magazine for years, and I write well. I just for some reason I just can't sit down to get these done for some reason. Sometimes. I mean.
So you say you'll get it. You'll get to a certain part in the article, and then you'll get stuck. Is it something in particular that sticks you?
It might be probably going back to find like the hard data or the content for it. So then I start researching other like articles, and I get lost in doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm pretty precise about the content that I provide. I want to make sure that it's correct and accurate, and I think I get caught up in that sometimes.
Okay. So good. I like that. I got to ask a few questions of you before I give an answer. That's like my Q&A. Okay. What it sounds like is that you're going down the rabbit hole, which is why I always say before you go online, get offline. Because once you get online, it's a doggone rabbit hole, and then you become distracted. So what you want to do is two things. When you're writing, first of all, you want to just freeform brainstorm. If you sit there and overthink it, it becomes constipation and nothing comes out. So you don't want to write, when you're writing, the first draft is not to write for perfection. It's simply just to write. Just get the ideas out. Now, you've got a combination of two things happening. One, when you look at it and you say, this is stupid. One, you go, why am I writing this? This isn't a bad idea. That's personal. That's kind of you reflecting on, are they going to like it? Is this really what they want? Is this, does this make sense? Am I the right person to be writing this? Do I have enough information? Should I be validating myself? Here's the thing. You're going to write from a place of personal experience. You are not the end-all, be-all Wikipedia, and even Wikipedia gets it wrong sometimes because it's a bunch of people. We're all people. You cannot be perfect. You're simply going to put out the best that you can put out. There are even articles you talked about, Sports Magazine, New York Times, big articles. They'll write things. They'll make mistakes, and they'll say, oh, this was updated on such and such a day. It's okay to update, but if you sit there and try to get it perfect on the first time, it's not going to happen, and it's just going to screw you up because essentially when it comes to consistently blogging for business, yeah, you want to have a couple of great posts. God willing, they go viral, but really you just want to consistently post so people know that you're committed and you're sharing quality. That's the key. That idea, that mindset, that's blocking you because you're trying to get it right the first time and just knock it out of the park. It's wonderful when we do, but it's more important to be consistent about the process. That's number one. Number two, when you're brainstorming, again, freeform it. I like to do simple outlines when it comes to an article and then flesh out what it is that I'm trying to say for each point. So, for example, I mentioned the post that I'm working on for this week in the Pro Blogger section yesterday, how to do more. On a day-to-day basis, how to make more in your business, and how to see more of your money. So those are the three points because I'm talking about living abundantly, productivity and profit. So for each of these, then it just a bullet point, because I don't want to start writing. That just makes life complicated. A bullet point. Okay, when I say how to do more, what are three tips that I can share? Okay, how to do more, how to be more productive. Schedule ahead, have a calendar. Okay, let me just write some more details there. I flesh it out later. How to make more in your business. Okay, let me share two simple things that you can do to make more, and then just outline it, bullet point. Okay, how to see more of your money. Ah, this is what I do. Just brainstorm those points and then flesh it out. If you feel like you're going down a rabbit hole, stop yourself. Say, hey, you know what? That sounds like a completely different post. I can take this one point on how to be more productive by using calendars and then do a whole article on Google Calendars, how to use it, how to set it up, how to make it work for you. That's a whole other thing. Don't try to fit it all in one article. You know, put it aside for the next thing. And I think those are some quick things that you can do to help you in the process. Now, there are times when you may say, okay, you know what, now that I have my outline, I want to get this out of me, so maybe let me do a video or an audio. If you don't want to be in front of the camera, do an audio. And I find that helps as well. But when you're building your blog and you're trying to build a readership, keep in mind that Google cannot read or you cannot siphon through your audio. So either you pay somebody to transcribe it or you text right out the core points that are within it, but that really is what is going to help you, because when you don't have a following and you're starting out, you need a way for Google to be able to sift through the material and pull out those keywords. So keep that in mind when you do some audio. At least it'll help you just talking, because then you're not censoring yourself, and you can just look at the bullet points and then talk it out. But then you can then go back, listen to the bullet points, and write out some keynotes to integrate into the audio. Make sense?
Wow, thank you. That just changed my life. that right there, isn't that crazy that that's just a simple thing, but you just made it crystal clear? That's why it's a clarity session. Okay.
That's why it's a clarity session. There you go.
It's crazy. Unbelievable. It is common sense. Okay, I'm going to try that. And I can do this in 60 minutes, because yesterday you talked about 60 minutes, and I'm like, shoot, I don't know how she does that in 60 minutes. It takes me 3 to 4 hours. Okay.
Well, that's the start. Don't censor yourself. Brainstorm.
Wow.
Don't worry about perfection. You can either go back and update the post later or expand on it in a new post. Okay?
Man, I should be able to write 5 posts today. Okay, thank you.
Good, good. And I love that Monday post-it idea, by the way. You got to do what works for you. Whiteboard, post-it, power notebook. Do what works for you, ladies.
Yeah.
So, all righty. That is routine number one. And we are at 7:30. So what I'm going to have to do is compartmentalize, because I don't want to overload you guys. I may have to do some of these other routines for another power-up session. But I will start to touch on the next one, brainstorming sessions, which is funny because we were just talking about brainstorming ideas. So I'm going to touch base on the next routine, and then we'll talk about it in some more detail on our next call next Monday morning. Because as I mentioned before, one of the priorities for me, because I'm an information giver, I can go on and on and on, is that I'm challenging myself to keep these sessions to about 30 minutes so I can give you one or two things you can strategically do throughout the week to make your business better. I don't want to go beyond that. It's 7:29, so I'm just going to place on another routine, and like I said, I'll elaborate on these in our next session. So another routine that is very, very helpful is what I like to call my plan to profit brainstorm sessions. I've got a bag, but not quite a cushion that I just kind of lie on in my office and get things done. There are two types of things, you know, that are really priority for us inside our circle, because we're blogging for business, right? So brainstorming when you're blogging and you're thinking about your content, which we just talked about. Fee, thanks so much for that amazing blogging. When it comes to your business, you know, our Monday calls, our accountability calls are all about business. So at least once, and more than likely more than once, if I really calculate it, probably a couple of times a week, I'm on my crash pad and I'm brainstorming. So my son will probably come in and he'll go, Mommy, can I play with you? And I'm like, no, I'm working. You're not working. You're lying down on the crash pad. You're sleeping. I'm not sleeping. Just because my eyes are closed, I am not sleeping. I am in brainstorming mode. In order to profit, you have to plan. So in brainstorming mode, I literally sit down and think about those things that I need to do to work on the business, how much I need to make, how much I need to promote, what I need to promote, and basically set my goals for myself so that I'm clear on what needs to happen outside of working in the business on projects, whether they be projects for other people or myself. Because as I mentioned before, as Ernest Hemingway said, never mistake motion for action. So sometimes you'll go, okay, I need to make some money. Okay, hey guys, Facebook is 30% off. Come here, click now, let's go. Okay, let me go here. Yes, I've got an event coming up and I've got 3 more seats and you need to get on that event and jump on it. Let's go. And it's just, you know, jumping into marketing or jumping into promotion because you feel like, you know, you need to do this to get something happening. It, you know, sometimes it's kind of, kids are like black and white and they go, I need to get this done. So if I do it, this will happen. And they don't see any other parts to the equation because life is really gray, right? And they don't see anything else. They don't see how they may be perceived or what the end result is, none of that. We have to think in the gray. We've got to be strategic. And, you know, when it comes to entrepreneurs, sometimes they'll go, okay, well, this is the process. Build a website, put up some products and services, talk to people, they buy. That's it. That's all it goes. No, there's a psychology to sales, and it's more than just the website, the products, and the people. There's a whole lot of gray. So you've got to sit down, and you got to write down your plan to profit strategy. That's a part of my routine. At least once, and like I said, several times for the week, I'm sitting down on my crash pad and planning things out for myself. Now, I'm going to talk about this in more detail next week. I think we might just have to do routines for a couple of weeks just to hammer it out. But you have to think about to yourself, it's just a question that I'm posing as we, you know, prepare for the next Power Up session. What it is that you do when it comes to working on brainstorming for your business, how you can make it better, how you can make more money, or how you can hammer out how much you're going to get this week. Think about that. You know, for some entrepreneurs, especially when you're in the startup phase, it's always about creation. Or it's always about put it up in market, drive traffic. It's like a one-track mind. But you've got to think a big Fortune 500 businesses. They've got PR people. They've got HR people. They've got social media people. They've got investors. They have, project management teams. They've got all of these different pieces to the puzzle because the business is just not the website, the products, the people, go on Facebook and market it, or send out an email today. It's a whole lot more than that. So how you sit down and when you do that to strategically brainstorm what needs to happen for your business is important. If you're not doing it, think about that. If you're doing it but you're only funneling in on, okay, I just need to know how to push a button and have them buy everything and me sitting on the beach in the Bahamas and not do anything, or I need to figure out how to create digital products because that's kind of in that realm of that easy button, or I just need to figure out how to drive more traffic. If you're just fixated on one thing, that's also an issue. That's probably affecting your agenda. Or if you're fixated on everything, you know, okay, I need to do a call, I need to do social media, I need to do blog posts. You're fixated on doing everything, but you haven't quite done anything yet. That's also a problem, right? So thinking about those issues that affect your brainstorming capability and how often you sit down and plan to profit, those are some things we're going to focus on in part 2 of routines next week inside our Power Up session. So for today, I just want you to do the first focus, which is your daily agenda. Try the activity, right? Sit down, think about, one, what's on your calendar. If you don't have a calendar, that needs to be a part of the activity. Go on Google and set up your calendar. Think about prioritizing what you need to prioritize, how you need to prioritize. I talked about that last week, so definitely listen to that replay. As well as inside that replay, I talked about how you communicate with people, your coworkers, your partners, your clients, so that you can de-stress and feel like, I may not be able to get everything done today, but I can get the job done. Those are some important things. Now, social in 60, that's something that I want to integrate into our sessions today. So I'm going to wrap up in about 10 minutes, so 7:45 today, not too long, but trying to stay in the 30 minute. I'm going to get it, y'all. I'm going to get it. One part of our session today is social in 60, where what I want us to do is for 60 seconds, be strategic about it, go on your social platform of choice and share some information about either something that you're working on, because I said every week you've got what are your focus products or projects. So tell them about something you're working on, something you're trying to do. Ask them a question so that you can create engagement. I'm going to do my social in 60 on Hootsuite, because on Hootsuite I can write one thing and then automatically send it out to Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus, and everywhere. One-stop shop, get everything done. If you haven't set up Hootsuite, that's okay. Try to do so, Hootsuite. I think I've got the premium account. The free one is okay, but when you've got a lot of social platforms, you need to actually pay. So I've upgraded to the premium account. But you definitely want to have that. If you don't have Hootsuite, like I said, it's okay. Do this on Twitter or Facebook or Google+. Just pick one and go there. We're going to start in a couple of seconds, but then what we're going to do is for 60 seconds on that space, share information with your audience. I'm going to share a blog post and a quote, okay? So I'm going to give you 1 minute to think about what it is that you're going to share, and then we're going to go on the space and actually share it, okay? So silent time as we get this done. I'm actually going to share, as you're thinking about and brainstorming what it is you're going to share for our social in 60. Yesterday I sent out the day before yesterday I sent out an email to my list. And, you know, you can think about that. If you've got an email that you send out to your list, I love Mad Mimi. If you don't use it, you can sign up through me, Mad Mimi. That's assistance.com, self-promotional plug. but one of the things I love is that with Mad Mimi, you can send out a list, an email to your newsletter, and then you can just use that email like a little flyer and tweet it out, send it out to folks. So I'm going to tweet that out real quick. And then I'm going to take one of the most recent posts on Sister Sense and tweet that out as well. Basically, my objective for my social in 60 is I want people to see some content that I wrote last week. In my last email newsletter, I basically talked about all the things that I'm promoting this week, so I want them to see that as well. Again, like I said before, sometimes it sounds a little harsh, but it's the truth. Sometimes at the bottom of the totem pole is social media, but to use it strategically for your business, you got to get in and get out. and I definitely would say this, by the way, while we wait for one more minute, because I think I'm going to start this at 7:39 to give you a little bit more time. But if you have a question, definitely hit *6 and 1 before we get it done. Even the Twitter app I love, because then, you know, I can do like maybe 5 or 10 minutes, go on Twitter, find some people who are following me and that are new that I can now follow, or at mentions when people mention you and I can respond to those, interact in that way. But the Twitter app is really cool. Okay, so let's get started. Social in 60 starts now. You know what I need? I need like the I need like that Jeopardy music. I can't sing, and I'm always raspy. People are like, oh, often say to me, I'm sorry, did I wake you up? I'm like, no, this is just how I sound. Sometimes folks say I sound sultry, and then other times they just think I woke up like 2 minutes ago. So first post sending now. That one's like social in 20 seconds. Pretty cool. Sending out the next post now. Got about 30 more seconds to social in 60. I should have used the timer. That's what I'm going to do next time so that I can get better at this. But this is fun stuff. We want to make sure that we are productive during the week. Okay, sending out the second one now. And that's it. We are officially done. I would definitely love to know, for those of you who are participating in our social in 60 right now, you know, you can hit star 6 and 1 and let me know what it is that you shared. I'd love to know what you tweeted out. And I should actually have us do these with a power circle hashtag so that I can retweet those things that you tweet out. Let's do that next time for Social N60. And if I don't mention it, just remind me so that we can hashtag it out and reshare our stuff together. But of course, you know, I'm Sister Sense. And the hashtag usually for us is SSPC and then 14, so because we're in 2014, right? So that's Social N60 in a nutshell. And like I said, at this point, we are wrapping up for today. If you've got to go, thank you. Thank you so much for being inside our circle. We are at 7:42, so we've got 3 more minutes. If you've got a question or a comment or a quote that you would love to share with me, jump on it. I love quotes. I love my keeper quotes. And I will just say to remind you once again, our keeper quote for today from Paul Mayer, productivity is never an accident. It is always the result of a commitment to excellence, intelligent planning, and focused effort. So you want to really be focused and strategic with respect to your productivity. And remember, as Ernest Hemingway says, never mistake motion for action. We're going to stop just jumping in and going, oh my God, I've got so much to do. I'm just going to get something done. Or stopping ourselves and going, oh my God, I have so much to do. I'm not going to do anything at all because I don't even know where to start. The idea here is we're going to be clear, thoughtful, and de-stressed, so we can go into the week feeling powerful, powered up, and ready, ready, ready to go. So thank you, ladies, once again for being a part of our Sister Sense Power Up sessions. As a reminder, you can go to the member tab on sistersense.com, click the weekly calls to get access to our replays, and note that every week the membership, the member ID for the access changes, so you want to log into your account every week so that you can make note of the latest ID code so you'll be able to get on our sessions. And that is it, ladies. Have a beautiful and blessed week. Work on those routines, those daily agendas, and if you've got questions or you want to talk to me, start sending me those voice messages. I'm loving the SpeakPipe. I get to talk back to you guys, and you know, I get people, they go on the voice message, and as they're talking, they're like, oh, I love this. I love this, LaShawn. I'm going to try this. So definitely send me a SpeakPipe if you haven't already done so, letting me know what you're going to work on for your business, what you're going to write about in your blog, or some questions, thoughts, and thoughts that have come up because you have been inside our sessions together. All right, ladies, let's rock it out. Talk to you soon. Bye.